Boneboy Speaks, episode 958, Credit Card Insecurities.
If you're in the United States and have a credit card, chances are you might have at least one credit card now that has a chip on it, in addition to the normal magstripe that we all know and love. That should be changing much more rapidly than it is, because in October is when the big liability shift happens, and the person in the credit card chain with the least security is the one responsible for paying if there's a fraudulent charge that can be traced back to the establishment or the bank or whatever. That's, you know, they did that on purpose to get everybody to upgrade to the higher, you know, quote unquote, higher security. Although I question how much more secure chip and signature is compared to chip and pin. I think chip and pin's probably better. I would certainly feel better about it. I don't understand why they don't go that approach, but hey, you know, I'm just a consumer. Now, the good news is that as a consumer, nothing changes as far as what your liability is for risk in the United States, which is, well, nothing, right? But that's a, the problem is that a lot of merchants have decided to forego this upgrade because they said, well, it's too expensive. They don't know how to do it or whatever. And so they've, you know, a lot of smaller merchants are probably foregoing it. I'm, you know, a lot of big merchants, I'm seeing these credit card terminals, but I've also seen these credit card terminals where the front of it is taped off because, you know, I guess their back end isn't ready for it yet. So it's just, you know, so it's kind of a crap show in terms of what is actually happening, or getting this stuff rolled out. I was able to use my American Express with a chip in a foreign country. It was kind of cool, but that is, you know, in the United States, I don't think I've used it yet. And even my debit card has it now, which is nice. But again, that's something that we, you know, we're going to see rolling out. And I actually called one of my credit card companies. I recently had the credit card compromised, and so they sent me a new card, but they sent me a card with just a magstripe. And so I finally got around to calling them today and saying, all right, so how can I get a credit card with a chip? And they said, well, it was Bank of America. They said they're not all of their cards have chips rolled out to them yet. And I don't know what that means, but it means that you know, I guess on the back end there's a number of different you know, branded credit cards that they have, right? So they've got, you know, they've got one with, oh, I don't know, the San Francisco 49ers or the you know, I don't know, some other organization, right? And so each one of these products, as they are, is a little bit different, and I guess on the back end they're different as well. They claimed that MasterCard was responsible for rolling these out, and they haven't yet. And you know, they claimed by the end of the year I should probably get a new credit card. But what that means is that if I find myself in a situation where my credit card gets skimmed, and you know, and that particular merchant had the chip stuff all functioning. And guess what? They would be, and you know, that means Bank of America would be liable, right? Because they didn't have their act together. At least that's the way I read the rules. But anyway, this is, you know, as a consumer, right? It's like, this is hard, right? I mean, because there is a lot of moving parts here. I mean, again, they all have to, you know, you're trying to increase the security of it, and everything has to work together. And you know, yeah, it's a huge liability shift that's going on, and a huge upgrade that has to happen, and. Why hasn't it happened before now? Well, I don't know. I'm questioning whether it would have happened if there hadn't been so many breaches at retailers over the last, couple of years or whatever. You know, high-profile breaches have happened at major, major retailers throughout the United States. So maybe that forced it, but it can't happen soon enough, right? You know, again, chip and PIN even is not a panacea. It doesn't solve the, you know, the problems of credit card fraud when, for example, you are, you know, when you're buying on a website because there's no card reader to read it. You know, and I also don't know how the people with Square or eBay or whatever, the little, you know, the little credit card readers that hook into your phone, you know, I haven't seen new versions of those readers that support the chip, because that's kind of what we need, right? You know, those devices have to get redesigned so that they can read those credit cards with chips in them. I don't know how it works with Apple Pay or something like that either. That's a whole other problem. But anyway, this is what we this is what we've got here in the United States. It's, you know, we've got inconsistent security applied throughout the chain. Hopefully it solidifies in the next 6 months. But I don't know that that's going to stop the breaches at all. But certainly as a consumer, I feel better knowing that I have the, you know, the most secure thing that I can have to, you know, so that there's, you know, so to reduce the fraud that happens, although, you know, as I say, we're never going to eliminate it, I don't think, but, you know, anything we can do to reduce the, you know, the criminal element to the fraud is not a bad thing.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.